Gonna say
about what?
You stupid as hell. You stupid as hell.
Because of fucking him, man. Stop playing.
Regardless, he made it known that it was watching.
You named us because of
you can rub your face.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let's back up. Back up.
Y'all are wasting my time.
No, listen.
Man, get the fuck out of here.
How long was it like that? Don't tell you that.
You and I have watched that video, but you watched it because Company Man was on. What's up, everybody? Dead in Hip Hop. My name is Ken. I'm sitting here with B, Ralph,
FIFA, Mike. Man, 24-7.
Damn, put some respect on his name.
I know, right, man? I ain't gonna tell you my government shit, man. Here trying to get me, Ken. FIFA 24-7, follow me.
That shit branded. IG. That shit branded, ain't
it? It's branded. You know what I'm saying? Bumping the whip, all that shit. All that shit. I own all that shit. Don't use my shit without my permission.
Don't steal it.
So you ain't gonna hit your modest?
We got modest media behind the camera.
Say that in the camera for me.
We got the fucking homie modest media behind the camera. You know what I'm saying? Putting the motherfucking dope visuals. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, tell about it, B. Tell about it, B.
Anyway, man, yeah, we just released a video Monday with Company Man. Shout out to Company Man. Shout out to Justin Styles of All Def Digital. And, yeah, man, Lupe checked it out. He took,
Well, not really. He didn't really check
it out. He entered the video.
But he saw enough to make a super facts IG video, Instagram, in response to something that Mike said. And here's some things that he had to say.
I just seen a Dead End Hip Hop. I think it's DEHH. They do like reviews of albums and stuff like that. And I remember they did a review of like one of my mixtapes. They did a review of Tattoo on Youth. And I never really kind of get into the critics. You know, I kind of let them have their way. Because sometimes they don't be critiquing the music. They be critiquing the person. And I feel like that's not cool. Now, I think that you should... at least had a courtesy to separate, you know, people, their work from their, from who they are, you know, because everybody got their flaws, I mean, sometimes their music is, their release to get away from that. So anyway, the super fact that I wanted to get into today, was about, they just put out something where it was like, shout out to my man, Justin Hunt, over at Hip Hop DX, you can follow him at The Company Man, but what they did, a little thing, I guess sometime either, you know, and recently, the topic was, should artists burn out or fade away? And I didn't really get into, I didn't listen to the whole, like, thing. I'll listen to it later. It was just one thing that spunk me a little bit. And it was just, like, in the introduction of it. And one of the people on the panel, he was like, he said, you know, my artist should do et cetera, X, Y, Z, X, Y, Z. You know, he was like, my artist. He's like, should my artist, you know, should fade away or do this or do that? Whatever his statement was after that. But what I got caught up on was the word my. Artists get a blood, sweat, and tears for what they do. This ain't yours. This is ours. You feel me? This is ours.
I think what was interesting when he said, when he latched onto the word my artist.
Yeah.
First thing, I was like, man, I thought I said that. I was like, did I say that? I was like,
I thought the same thing. That must have been Ken.
Was that me? But then I was like, nah, because if there's anybody who's going to get into some shit, it's probably going to be Mike. Like, when he first started talking, I understood what he was saying, but he totally, like, the more and more he talked, the more and more I was like, all right, man. All right, come on, dog. Like, you knew what he meant. Nobody's saying that we own.
Exactly.
Well, let's just go back. Let's go back a little bit further. I thought it was dope as shit that he kind of talked about us in the first place.
Of course you did.
Why you say that?
Well, you think like, he could have been man, it's the wackest channel on earth. Rodham, man, this shit's dope, though.
Exactly. And I
feel
so.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
That clown.
I know. Like a
clown in the
face.
How'd you do that shit?
No, man. I wasn't like that.
I slightly disagree with you. Because Lupe also clearly stated that he acknowledged that we reviewed some of his projects in the past.
Right.
He's never mentioned us by name.
Right.
Okay. So I truly feel that what was the difference in occasion now? Well, why did you mention us by name now?
Well, that's one of the things I want to talk about, because obviously he doesn't respect the platform. Like, that's what I pulled from this whole thing. I don't think he respects.
I didn't get that.
I'm going to tell you why. I feel like he doesn't respect the fact that we come at, because one of his biggest gripes was like, oh, well, you know, I don't like it that y'all, you know, critique the person.
Wait, no, that's what I really want to talk about. Before we get into that, can we clear up?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The other part first.
Yeah, yeah.
My whole problem with his response.
There you go with that my shit.
You know, it was just disappointing a little bit for me, mm-hmm. because Lupe, especially after his last album, mm-hmm. I've been hoping that he would at some point acknowledge us a mm-hmm. little bit, mm-hmm. and it just sucks that the one time he acknowledges us is mm-hmm. off of an extremely misconstrued statement. Mm-hmm. Now, again, I did say that. But I feel like if he had watched the whole video, he would know that that's not even remotely close to what I meant.
Right.
When I said, I want my artist to do XYZ, I clearly meant to say, I want my favorite artist. Because I think if anybody on the panel mm-hmm. had thought that I was really trying to exert ownership
right.
on, especially fucking company man ass,
right.
he would have jumped all over me.
Right.
So it just sucks that... I mean, and I agree with everything Lupe said. That's the thing. I agree with everything he said after
that. Yeah.
It just sucks that everything he said was directed at me and something that I don't actually believe.
Yeah. I think artists do feel that fans feel like they do own them, right? And I think that's where that's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not necessarily, and I think that when he heard that, it probably sparked something that he's been encountering. Because think about it. If you look at Lupe's career, right? Mm-hmm. Food and Liquor, The Cool, Lasers.
Right.
Then you know, a couple of mixtapes after that. Food and Liquor 2, right? Yeah. Friend of the People. And then he came back with Tattoo on You. Yeah. That middle part is kind of where I think he may have encountered, like, people coming at him. Because
especially the
music that he didn't, that they didn't want from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's where he probably kind of over time have taken issues with just the fans' response to some of the things that he's put out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why when he heard it, it triggered that response.
You could tell.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd been waiting to say that shit.
Right.
I just hate that the shit was directed at me, and I really
out of all people
because I'm like, out of everybody in the world, I'm the last person that would try to be like, oh, I own this artist, mm-hmm. and an artist needs to do what I think they should do. I would never say anything close to that. Nobody here would. But I really hope he did see my tweets, because I do not want him to walk away from our video thinking that anybody here really thinks that we own artists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The thing that bothered me the most about that is that it don't make sense.
What doesn't make
sense? Like, if you think about it, like, why would anyone think that they own an artist?
Because they feel like if they paid for an album, that means that artist should do what they want them to do. This is young people shit. This isn't old people shit.
You own the album that
they think
bought.
They own you. That they look, we're in an era now where people are very, very entitled. Mm-hmm. These fucking kids, even if they don't pay for the album, because half of them don't.
Right.
And if they do, they pay for it through fucking Apple Music or Spotify or some mm-hmm. shit where the motherfuckers get 10 cents for an album. But they still think.
Which is another thing he brought up.
Oh, did he? I didn't mm-hmm. get to watch the whole thing.
Right.
I think that's where Lupe's frustration comes from. Mm-hmm. And I agree with him 100% that it's just fucked up that you think just because you bought an album, even if you bought a fucking a ticket to my concert, that does not mean that you control my art.
Right.
So I thought that point was dope.
Yeah, that's what sucks, because it sounds like it wasn't us at all.
No.
Like, that's what was so messed up.
I'm thinking, though, that because I support and buy something that an artist put out, I feel like and maybe I'm thinking a little bit too literal here, it just doesn't make any common fucking sense for a person out there to think that because I gave them $10 that
right.
I own them and that I send them a tweet or a Facebook message and say, hey, you should put out an album like this and mm-hmm. I feel entitled to get that.
Like, imagine somebody thought they owned us.
They do. They do. Every single video we put up, that's a review, What do you see in the comments? I can't believe y'all reviewing this shit. Well, how come y'all didn't review blah, 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 blah? Every video, even my own shit that I put up, motherfuckers complain constantly. Oh, why you ain't review this? Oh, you gonna waste your time listening to this shit, but you ain't gonna review MC fucking Floor Wax. You ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, they do think they own us. Even motherfuckers that don't pay us think they own us. They think just by clicking play, that means that they have some stock in Dead End Hip Hop. It's fucking crazy, but that's that young people shit.
But we put it out there, right? Like, for the people that do want to buy stock in us and want to help the channel.
But you still don't
own us. We're creating.
But you still don't own us.
Yeah.
Right. It's a collaborative type of thing.
It's a way for them to have a direct line of communication with us.
Exactly.
It's a safe space for people to talk
about
hip hop. Just Patreon, the Facebook group that comes with it. It's just a place where people can communicate safely without all of the trolls. So the other part of his IG Super Facts video was that he talked about, and I feel like this was about us, about how we, when in reviewing the music, we focus a little bit, we get off the music. And sometimes I think he said that we focus a little bit too much on the artist and less on the music. I think
the artist and what they're doing. And
do we do that? Sometimes we do, because obviously what people are going through in their life impacts the music.
Exactly.
Right? So sometimes, I don't want to say they're one and the same, but if you're going through something and then you rap about it and put it in your music.
Because sometimes it could be your best shit.
Exactly.
Going through something.
We have to draw that correlation.
But what if they don't? What if they're not going through something? What if they just happen to beat the shit out of their girl and then they put out a mixtape?
That has nothing to do about
beating. And they don't mention one single thing about beating
up. That we don't talk.
So I'm trying to think of what are examples of us doing that.
We haven't, because so like the last album review that we did, right? Big Crit came in two sides. We love Big Crit and we love Justin Scott. And then we had to talk because he was talking about depression and certain emotional things that, man, this guy had to be going through certain things personally to make art about it.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the person and those emotions that they're going through.
We've never done that.
But not to the extent that Lupe was trying to make it seem like, oh my God, like we go and dig up a whole bunch of stuff. And it's
how we personally may feel about an artist. Like, I don't like Lupe, therefore, you know,
the album's
that
trash.
Influence.
I don't have any personal issues that I can remember about Lupe. Maybe we made jokes or something.
I think that's what he's talking about, like the Big Sean's and all that. Because we don't necessarily.
You don't watch that. He's only watched his shit.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about us in general. You said, when do we do that? Like, we do it with Big Sean. We do it with a lot of artists where we talk about. Them not, but like you said, not to the extent that I think he was talking about.
But well, sometimes we will call somebody corny if we feel that they're corny. Right. But
like when he was doing the samurai shit, we mentioned that. We mentioned he was in the field with a fucking sword. Da 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 da. I'm sure he feels some type of way about that. Yeah, an album review, drug.
But that was part of the album, right? That was part of the rollout, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, it was just something that he.
And that's why so that's all I was gonna say. That's why I personally have tried to stop doing that. I used to make a lot of those type of jokes. And that had nothing to do with Lupe's album. Mm. Granted, I was ignorant and I thought the shit was funny. I mean, I still think it's kind of funny.
And if you put it out there, you're opening yourself up to somebody feeling that type of way.
Right. A black dude dressed like a samurai in a field with a sword. Yes, of course we're going to find it a little funny. It doesn't have anything to do with your music. Mm-hmm. You can still have an amazing album. You can still have a whack album. That shit has nothing to do with the music, and I don't think that any of us were like, "Oh, the album ain't as good because he was dressed like a samurai."
Right, that's what I mean.
Like, that was just like a side, stupid juvenile joke.
The issue is that he's confused. I think he's just getting his wires crossed with this shit.
Yeah, he's thinking that we go off on tangents.
We personally do. People have commented about that before in the comment section, so it's not like this is the first time that I heard it. But I still think that we do spend a lot of time talking about the music. We don't just venture off into this whole side conversation and then we spend like 15 of a 20-minute review talking about whatever other thing that's going on in their personal life.
Exactly. And we don't allow whatever's happening in an artist's personal life to dictate how we feel about the music. Because like you just stated, like, we focus primarily on the music. Now, if there's certain things that's going on and around the music.
We're gonna mention
because,
it.
Exactly, because Lupe talked about also how, you know, how it's so tough in the music industry, right? Because it's not a salary job. Like, you gotta go chase people down and you gotta do this, and then you have to deal with management, you have to deal with labels, you have to, and I think that it wouldn't do like, we wouldn't have the credibility if we didn't talk about some of those things, like especially on Lasers, right? Because you hated that and you're like, oh, this is just whatever. But me, B, Rod, and Nate, because I don't think you were in that one. What's my
name?
No, you weren't in that one, right? And we all said that, yo, the music is there. Lupe is rapping his ass off. What the fuck are these beats? This is the label. This is this. This is that. And we have to talk about that,
the
because
that
it
happened
impacted
outside
the
of
music.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And we felt that it impacted the music. So I feel that we have a duty to mention that.
And I think we kind of did the same thing a little bit with Droga's Light. And I think Lupe was transparent in the reason and why he put that album to fulfill the contract. And then there was somebody else that did that recently as well. I think you have to sometimes look at the relationship that, like, their personal life and things that are going on and how it relates to the music. If there's a direct connection.
Exactly.
Like, Mary J. Blige was going through some stuff when she wrote My Life.
Yep.
Right?
Usher, when he wrote Confessions.
Yep. When he wrote Confessions.
Marvin Gaye, Hear My Dear.
Steve, wait, I got one. Stevie Wonder, when he wrote Isn't She Lovely?
Isn't She Lovely?
And he just had a daughter. Prince had a labor dispute, and he put out just a whole bunch of albums that didn't live up to the par. Mm-hmm. So when we're listening to these, yeah, we can be like, yeah, he's in a labor dispute, and that's why we get into subpar music from Prince, because Prince is not this bad.
Right.
Lasers, you like the rapping. I didn't like the product overall, but I'm like, Lupe is not this bad because I got Food and Liquor.
Right.
I got the Food. Because
that shit can work,
you know,
in his, because it can work in his favor in moments. You know what I'm saying? I think he just like if it is truly about the label, he's like, we can say that in a review. Like, yo, we know Lupe, we're gonna give him another shot because he was trying to get out of his deal.
Always,
so just imagine if we didn't say that and we just strictly talked about the music.
Yeah,
that shouldn't go against
you. I want
you
to separate their art from them when the outcome is negative.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if we were, like you just said, if we were saying, oh man, this album is really dope, but I can't get past the fact that he beats women.
People are conflicted about R. Kelly.
I was about to say
that. All the things that he's going on.
Right.
But his music is good. But people are like, man, damn, man.
Too much Coldplay though.
Yeah. This is an example of how they can overlap, right? Where you have an artist's personal life. And R. Kelly would probably be one to say, hey man, you know, just focus on the music. Bruh, like, not everybody can separate the two if you're accused of doing the things that you're doing.
Right.
Michael Jackson, people were conflicted about that. So,
I mean, it happens everywhere, even in sports. When Kobe Bryant was had his rape charges or whatever, people to this day don't like Kobe Bryant because of that.
Well, they can not like him, but they can't deny his basketball skills, right? That's
right. Exactly.
That's the problem I have. It's like, I try to do the whole separation of art and artist thing because I listen to a lot of music. I can listen to music made by racists. Mm-hmm. I can listen to music made by misogynists, by homophobes. I can listen to that music, but that doesn't have anything to do with the actual person.
Right.
But with hip hop, sometimes it's hard to make those separations if you're talking about your personal life in your music.
Exactly.
So you can't then blame me for having a slight problem with separating it. So it's just, I don't know, man. I think it's different with rap.
But I also think that sometimes when we have a certain level of expectation for artists, right, and then they don't meet that, we kind of have to look outside of the music as to why that certain level wasn't met, right?
Yeah.
Because if you drop, like, if you give us the Cool, you give us a Food and Liquor, then we get Lasers. We have to question that. Like at least for me, I can't speak for everybody here, but for me, I have to be like, okay, how can you give me this and then that? And then what's this?
I don't think that's what he's talking about, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what he's talking about, because that works to his benefits. I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about, like Rod was saying, I think he's talking about us making little snide comments about him being a samurai, and I think I say he's like an anime villain. Just dumb shit. And again, I 100% understand why he would be bothered by that.
Yeah, but we don't really.
But it doesn't affect the music. Yeah, we do.
It doesn't affect the music.
No, we do.
But there's a very important
We pulled back, though.
But there's a very important comment or distinction. We've never referred to ourselves as critics like that. What have we always said? That we're fans of hip hop, talking about hip hop.
Right. Yeah, I think people get it twisted with what we do because we call it reviews. But a lot of times we're just talking about the music. Okay, so you're doing it again. What, you disagree?
I'll let you finish.
I'm with Ken. Like, I always looked at what we do as not necessarily like, we're not like Anthony Fantano. We don't even rate the music. We just talk about it.
If you're just rap fans talking about rap music, then you can't expect people to take you seriously. Because I've been fighting this title for fucking years. Y'all know that. Yeah. I don't like fucking music critic title. And I still don't accept it. But if somebody else says that about me, I'm not going to fight it. Like, at this point, we are. Like, let's be real. We're fucking music critics.
So basically, I mean, Lupe is looking at it like, because he's acknowledged that we've done two of his reviews. So I guess for Lupe and I guess other people look at it like, at this point, after all this time, there is a certain level of influence that we carry and that bears a certain level of responsibility.
You're tastemakers and you're critiquing music. You're a fucking music critic. I don't like the title, but fuck, you can't keep fighting it. You can put whatever kind of like semantic spin on it you want, but at the end of the day,
I mean, we all are, right? We all are critical of music. Even if we were just not on camera talking about it, we're critiquing music.
Yes, but not in an eloquent way. Like, if we were all just sitting up here and we listened to an album one time and we get in front of a camera and we're like, man, yeah, I mean, shit was tight. You know what I'm saying? It could have been tighter, but it was tight enough, and that's it. Like, that's not a fucking music critic. Let's be real. Like, we sit down and we try to make sure that we have solid ideas. We have a solid game plan of how things are going to roll. We're fucking critics. I don't want to be that, but we're fucking critics.
We're critics with a twist.
If that's what you want to say, that's cool.
I thought Lupe acknowledging us. I thought that was dope. But the fact, when he said he didn't watch the whole video, I was just kind of like, well, what's the point of you saying what you're saying if you didn't watch the entire video? Mm-hmm. That's how I felt initially. Mm-hmm. So that, like, when I told you, I'm like, well, when Mike asked me, do you say anything good? I'm like, well, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad either. It was just like, oh, like, it'd be different if he was like, all right, I just got finished watching this whole video, and this is how I feel. I couldn't take his opinion seriously, I guess. Well, I couldn't really take it into.
But he did say that he watched the two reviews, so he did watch at some point, just not this one.
Right, but on this video, like, when he I just didn't take his opinion on this particular video that y'all shot with Company Man. I didn't take his opinion on that very seriously because he didn't watch the whole thing. He only watched an intro of it. So, right. You know.
Yeah, I think when I first started watching it, I was actually wondering if he was really going to say our name, because rappers or people tend to do that. Mm-hmm. They'll comment on something that they've seen, but they were like, oh, I'm not going to say who. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad.
Because he did that with some other people.
And that's, you know, depending on what the situation is, I think that I've always kind of felt that was a little whack. But so I thought that I'm glad that Lupe, definitely, you know, acknowledged us in the video. And I watched the whole thing. And there are parts of it that I definitely agree with. I do think that he, no, I don't think, I know that he took what Mike said out of context and misunderstood it based on what he said in the video as the video continued, because clearly that wasn't what he meant. But and you know, if you would have had a chance to watch the whole video, you may have understood that. But nevertheless, there were some points in what he was saying about that whole ownership of an artist, because as we discuss here in this video, there are people that feel that way.
The way I found out about it, Modest actually called me. He was like, hey, did you know, you seen all this stuff? Lupe mentioning us, he talking about the video. I'm like, oh, for real? Reason why I didn't know, I had lost my phone in the Uber. So I didn't, I left it. It fell out of my pocket. But anyway, once I was able to get back home and I was able to see it, my first initial thought was.
Wait, how you call you then?
Huh?
On his watch, he got the cell
phone. Oh my
watch.
God.
Swag.
Once I started watching it, I felt a certain type of way because I felt that he was being extremely dismissive of us. It almost seemed like he didn't even want to mention our name, but he mentioned our name because of who we had on the video. And then to acknowledge the fact that you've watched us previously, why didn't you mention our name, you know, previously? So I just felt extremely dismissed by that. But once he started getting into his facts and all of that, I was like, okay, I definitely understand where you're coming from. But I also felt that his tangent on my artist, I felt that it was just lost in context. Like, Mike is clearly stating my favorite artist. Yes, we as an audience own our personal favorite artist. Like, this is my artist. I'm not saying I can't share him with you, but shit, right. Like, I want my artist, you know what I'm saying, to put out dope music. Right, so I just felt that it was lost in context, and I felt that if he would have watched the entire video, or at least a good portion of the video, a lot of what he was saying would have been answered.
I'm gonna be straight up. At first, I was hyped because I got the text when I was driving, and I wanted to hear what he said so bad. I unplugged my iPod, I'm driving, and I'm trying to find the motherfucking the video, and my phone ain't loud enough to hear, so I had to plug it into my little speaker and shit. Right. So I'm listening, and I'm like, oh shit. Lupe, fucking, because I like his super fag shit.
Right.
And I'm like, man, Lupe's over here talking shit about, oh, I missed that. And then immediately I was like, please say that wasn't me. Please that one. So I had to pause Lupe's shit, go find our video, play, and I was like, fuck. Come on. The one time Lupe mentions us, it's over a miscommunication. And I was like, I don't want to sound whack, but I was like, really bothered by that
absolutely.
Shit.
You
I was
be.
Just like, damn, dog. Like, I agreed with every single thing he said in that video. And I hate the fact that the catalyst for that rant was him I can't say he misunderstood me, because it's what I said.
Right.
It's not what I meant to say. So that's partly on me. But I feel like the fact that Lupe didn't watch more than the intro of the video, I don't really feel like he really should have. I mean, he can do whatever he wants, but I'm just saying, in the realm of having things logical, I don't really see the point of doing a rant on something if you're not really sure where that conversation was going. And I feel like I wish Lupe actually did watch our show, not even on like a really regular basis, but if he just watched a couple of videos, feel like he would know that that's not what I meant. Because I feel like if anybody in the comments thought that that's what I meant, they'd have lit me up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Justin would have lit me up. I feel like maybe even one of y'all would have said something. Mm-hmm. If I was really saying I own these artists and these artists do what I want them to do. I feel like somebody would have called me out, but people that know me and know us know that that's not what I meant. So it just, I wrote you, Lupe. I wrote you on Twitter, man, because I really respect your opinion, and I don't want you to walk away from this conversation thinking that I think that way or that any of us think that way. So at the end of the day, to me, it was just disappointing. You know, if it was an MC I didn't give a fuck about, like, I mean, I can't think of anybody right now, but if it was an MC that I really didn't listen to, I wasn't like, if it was like a Lil Pump, and I'm not shitting on Lil Pump, I don't know Lil Pump, I don't listen to his music, so I would just be like, whatever, it doesn't really matter to me because I have no personal stock in this person. But shit, man, I listen to Tetsu on Youth all the motherfucking time, man. So for him to watch our video and to give such a logical rant about something that really was not meant, it just sucks. Mm-hmm. So hopefully at some point, Lupe, you do get the time to go watch the rest of it. And even if you fucking hate the video, even if you hate every single thing I said in the shit, I would still like to hear your opinion, because I think it's something that you would definitely have an opinion on. So that's all.